You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Each week, you'll hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Americans for Truth Hour will help you to stay informed and engaged on the side of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with us as we work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. And now, here's Peter LaBarbera.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Pete LaBarbera with Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. We're a single-issue organization devoted to opposing the powerful and well-funded homosexual activist lobby. I'm here with Pastor John Kirkwood of Grace Gospel Fellowship Church in Bensonville. John, welcome.
It's good to be back, my friend.
And we used to do the radio show on WYLL. Now we have a podcast, and we actually took a break last week. John, did you have a good break?
I did. We saw some family in North Carolina.
All right. North Carolina, good state. They just passed a marriage amendment there. That was a great victory. And we're privileged to have, again, somebody we've interviewed numerous times here at Americans for Truth, Brian Kamiker, the founder of Mass Resistance, based outside Boston. Brian, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Brian. Well, there's just so much going on in this homosexual activist agenda, but I just had to interview you now. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you have a very interesting situation here. And we want to learn all about it. I don't know. He seems like a twerp to me, and I know you're not supposed to name call, but I mean, we have a gay activist in Maine named Adam Flanders, who is he's basically harassing you because you had the audacity to publish to not take down a published open letter that he had written, exposing perversion and inappropriate, even pedophile behavior at a gay youth, so-called gay youth group in Maine. And now apparently he has sued you. So give us the background of this incredible case where you now are being sued. This is like a harassment lawsuit. What are he wants $1 million from you because you would not take down this letter that he sent in 2007 exposing these depravities that were occurring at a gay youth group in Maine.
Okay, yeah, sure. It goes back to 2007. Apparently, this guy, who was a well-known homosexual activist in Maine, was involved with one of these gay youth clubs, which are not necessarily connected with public schools, but which homosexual activists put into towns and areas to attract troubled kids, etc. And what he did, and this is, you know, we have for a long time been warning people about these things.
Yes.
Because many of them in Massachusetts get state funded. So he writes this public letter where he exposes lurid things that go on in the local one there, which include drug abuse and pornography, and sexual activity between men and boys, including him and one of the boys there. And I can't remember, maybe two boys, I can't remember. But in any case, it's a pretty lurid thing. And he writes this thing, and he delivers it to apparently two police departments, at least one, the media, the Christian Civic League of Maine, and some unknown other number of organizations, and he encourages them to publicize it. He says, you know, this needs to be shown. And so we get it and publicize it along with many other pro-family groups, and it is horrible stuff. You know, it is actually sort of the worst nightmare of the homosexual movement. This stuff gets exposed. This is in January of 2007. Subsequently, he gets convicted of molesting this boy that he describes in the letter and spends some time in jail and is now a registered sex offender. And apparently the gay movement, you know, realized how you know, explosive this letter is, and he decided that he didn't want pro-family groups to have it up and to use it. And so he went you know, one by one, and threaten them with legal action if they took it down. Even though this is something he wrote and distributed, et cetera.
And is this letter right now even published, not just on your site, but on other, you know, more neutral sites? Is it?
Well, it was published. It was described in two local newspaper reports, and the letter itself is published on some local Maine newspaper, and it still is. You can still go and find it there. But he did not want it on any pro-family site. So he made up this ridiculous set of threats. And one by one, all of the pro-family groups caved in. They took it down. They were afraid of him, except us.
Well, that's always how it is with you, Brian. You're like one of the few people who doesn't get intimidated by this, and let's call it for what it is, homo-fascism, homo-communism,
right.
This sort of intimidation attempt by these groups. You wouldn't take it down. So are you the only pro-family group left that has not taken this down? And I'm going to say right here, we're broadcasting on July 12, 2012, and Americans for Truth will be publishing the letter today or tomorrow in its entirety. You have it published in HTML format, and you have the PDF of the actual letter,
right,
which anybody can go and print and download. So
right.
are you the only one who what groups took this down?
Well, the Christian Civic League of Maine did, Scott Lively's group did, some other numbers of groups, which I can't say for sure, but I know they all did except for us. And let's see, and you can also go see it at that, you know, that local Maine newspaper. But so he sent some number of email threats to us, saying, you know, I didn't mean to write this letter or whatever it was, and I'm going to go after you guys, et cetera, et cetera. And we didn't take it down. So what he did was he went to his local district court in Belfast, Maine, and swore out a restraining order against me. Now, restraining orders are normally meant for someone who is legitimately, you know, harassing someone or stalking them or bothering them or what have you. And what he did is he fraudulently tried to use this against me in another state. He claimed that I was stalking him. Now,
you had never met this guy.
Never met him. Never spoken to him. You know, I've never been in within 100 miles of that place. But what he does was he claimed that simply by continuing to have it up on our website, that constituted stalking.
this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he checked off all of these things that I needed to be stopped from harassing him at his house and his business and all of that, as if I was actually in this place stalking him and bothering him and calling him and emailing him, which is a complete lie. I never met the guy, still never met him, and never spoken to him, never have any interest in speaking to him. But he basically filed this, you know, this fraudulent, harassment order, and he talked a judge into accepting it. Now, I believe this is a pro-gay judge. And so he went to this judge, and the judge accepted it and issued this restraining order against me.
Now, when was this?
This was, I believe, sometime in December or January.
Okay, and then now, and they told you about, they wanted you to appear in court, and tell us the story there, because you were led to believe that you could testify in writing or by phone or something?
Oh, right. Well, first of all, the whole idea of somebody going to his district court thing to a person in another state, suppose I lived in Hawaii or something.
Yes.
You know, and having to appear to defend yourself is just ridiculous. And
he's in Maine. He's in Maine. You're outside Boston.
Yeah.
And he's putting a restraining order on you for you've never met the guy.
Yeah.
You've never gotten near the guy. All you did was publish his open letter, letter that he distributed to a number of people, exposing this awful, including pedophilic activity at a gay youth center.
So there's this. So he gets this friendly pro-gay, you know, lunatic judge or whatever. And I call the courthouse and I say, look, you know, I'm in a different state. I can't drive all the way over there. And they said, the clerk of the court's office said to me, it's no problem. You can do this by phone. and they, you know, you can have, you know, you could do all of this by phone. And I said, that's wonderful. So, you know, just write a letter requesting it. And so I wrote the letter and all of that and, you know, arranged to do this by phone. So at the appointed time, I call up and I talk to the judge and I say, okay, I'd like to give you my side of the story. The judge says, well, I won't accept that. And I said, but I was told I wrote this letter. Here's, you know. He said, well, no, we can have a conference for you guys where we say a few sentences, but you cannot give any testimony on your own behalf over the phone. And I said, but that's what I was told. Well, that's too bad. Can I submit testimony in writing? No. Can I fax testimony? No. So the judge was very hostile, and they, you know, they clearly misled me about this. And so, you know, that was a part of it. And this is one thing that I found is that the judge and the police department there are incredibly on the side of this convicted sex offender on these issues. So anyway, so I have this, and he wouldn't stop there. He threatened my web hosting company and threatened them with legal action. This company in Kentucky, and they caved in. And so I went to another hosting company.
Now, this is after you'd already been had this this weird restraining order coming on you.
Hold on,
Brian. Let's pick this up after the break. We're talking to our good friend Brian Kamiker, founder of Mass Resistance. The website there is massresistance.org, and our website is americansfortruth.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarbera here with my good friend, Pastor John Kirkwood, who's also on the board of advisors of Americans for Truth. John is pastor of Grace Gospel Fellowship in Bensonville. He's a great man of God. And we're talking to Brian Kamiker. Brian, let's pick up right where we left off. So this judge makes the ruling. I was going to ask you, can that ruling be appealed?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, you talk to some of these wimpy pro-family lawyers in Maine. And they never know anything, and the answer is I don't really know. But anyway, the interesting thing, you know, around that is so this guy Flanders is going around and telling people that the state of Maine has banned me from posting this, and that he's going to sue them, and I'm breaking this restraining order and all of that.
Now, wait a minute. He's saying he's interpreting that restraining order to say that the state of Maine says you can't publish that open letter?
Right, because of this restraining order. Now, that, of course, is simply not true because, interestingly, the restraining order does not ban me from any of that. All it does is ban me from contacting him. He had mentioned in his complaint, his harassment complaint about all of this posting, but the judge neglected to include any of that in the order. So there is no order that I can't post anything at all. There is an order that I can't call him and that I can't go to his place of work or his house or any of that other stuff, which, of course, I never had any intention of doing and never had done.
Right.
The last thing in the world I would think of doing anyway. I mean,
this is to me, John, doesn't this sound like, before Brian continues with this, this is the loony left in action. I mean, here's a judge with this incredibly weird executive order across state boundaries, and she doesn't allow testimony from the person in the other state.
We've seen the rule of law shunned even in the highest courts of the land, but especially the California case, what's going on here in Illinois. I'm not surprised. They'll push it until they're called on it.
Yeah.
And they haven't been called on it.
Brian, is she an open homosexual, pro-homosexual advocate, or is she just...
Well, it's hard to tell. There's very little about her on the Internet.
What is her name?
Judge Worth. Let me find the first name. It's on the... hold on here.
Judge Worth. Okay, so she's... go ahead.
Patricia G. Worth. And I really don't know anything about her, except that, you know, her interaction with me was extremely hostile. Just the idea, well, let me just tell you my side of this. No,
right.
I will not accept that.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay, so he gets this injunction.
To a person in another state.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he's upset. I mean, he hates you because you refuse to back down. And so months go by, and then he says, okay, I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to start calling your web provider. I mean,
right.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a web provider who was doing this, the Mass Resistance website, for what, a long time?
Yeah, like 8 years or something, and they caved in. You know, some of these businesses are just disgraceful, and they said, you know, your business isn't worth the idea of getting involved with a lawsuit, and you know, we said to them, but there's no possible way this guy could sue you, you know. It's just the whole thing is absurd. But that's, you know, that was their mindset. And at that time, Liberty Counsel got involved, and they even sent them a letter, and that didn't sway them at all either. So what happened, I mean, it went on from there. WorldNet Daily published two stories about this. One story about the harassment order and one story about the web company taking it down. And he called them. He called WorldNet Daily and threatened them. I mean, apparently one of the ridiculous things that he said was that he didn't really write the letter. Of course, he has admitted writing the letter a lot. You know, I mean,
it's got his signature on it. You can
got
just
his signature. I mean, you know, there's no question that he wrote.
So
the letter.
This is a busy little bee, this Adam Flanders.
Yeah,
he's going around thinking, how can I harass? And so
yeah.
He calls World and WorldNet Daily actually pulled the stories.
WorldNet Daily folded like a cardboard box.
Wow.
Now let's preface this whole discussion. We all love WorldNet Daily. I mean, they have done some amazing work, and they cover stories that are you know, the most politically incorrect things. You know, the whole Obama birth certificate thing. You know, they've been behind that, and they seem pretty fearless. I'm actually stunned that WorldNet Daily, of all conservative publications, would bend to the little pseudo tyrant. Adam Flanders, because he calls them and says, I mean, they know your work. WorldNet Daily has covered Mass Resistance's work. I mean, it seems inexplicable to me that they would bend to the demands of Adam Flanders.
It's very, very troubling. And, the publisher, Joseph Farah, emailed somebody back who had emailed him about it and was very nasty. And I can't understand it. You know, I simply cannot understand it. But
well, we hope they restore those articles. The cached versions are available on your site, correct?
Yeah. And they were very good. You know, written by Bob Unruh, good articles. And our side can't start doing this.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Simply can't start doing this. So anyway, so I get a new web hosting company.
Mm-hmm.
Run by a guy who's a religious Christian, and Flanders finds out where he is and starts harassing him with emails, and they really get nasty. He names the first names of his wife and children in the emails.
So he names the names of the web provider's wife and children.
Right. And he indicates, here's where you live. I've seen the emails.
Wow.
I mean, it's really nasty stuff. And he makes all of these threats, and he says, and luckily the guy has not backed down. And he's done everything he can to try to ruin him, and he's stood up.
We got to get every pro-family group in the nation who has any integrity to publish this letter in both HTML and PDF format. I mean, this is these homosexual activists. It's like the bully. The more you cave in, hey, here's
the
my lunch. You know,
yeah.
the worse
the
it gets.
Bold.
And they've got the media. They know there's hardly any accountability with the liberal media, John. And so of course these guys are like little spoiled brats.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And he talks about how he's talking to the judge, and that the judge is getting ready to issue a restraining order against me, apparently. I'm not a restraint, an injunction against me. This was the latest thing that he's said to the web host provider.
Wait, a new injunction? What would this one be?
This is some. I guess an injunction is different than a harassment order, but I This is just something that he said, and so far it hasn't happened. But so he has continued this sort of continuous barrage against this guy and in his family. And so then last week, I get something in the mail. He is suing me for $1 million for defamation.
Hey, why not, right?
Yeah. And that's in, that's going to be posted within an hour or so after we get off of the today. And it, you know, he is suing me, and he has this, you know, long set of complaints, ridiculous stuff, you know, lies, all kinds of stupidity.
Give me an example. What is he saying in this new? This is a civil suit, right?
Let's see.
This guy's a legal terrorist.
Yeah. He's claiming that I'm stalking him and harassing him and all this other stuff, and that we're.
It's information that he provided. And folks, it is amazing. You've got to get the letter. We'll have it available on Americans for Truth site, but it's up there on Mass Resistance. Let me just read one section here. He talks about how the adults were. He saw an adult showering with an underage boy. He said, I'll read from the letter. No wonder the homosexual lobby wants this taken down. John, here's a portion. This is Adam Flanders writing. I once spent the night at one of the advisors. This is the advisor to the gay youth group. At one of the advisors' homes, Jeff is his name, with adult youth member, with another youth member who was also his nephew, Jeff's nephew, named Tyler from Florida. Tyler and I engaged in minor sexual conduct beneath Jeff's loft that night, though I awoke to find the two of them showering together outside, completely in the nude. In my personal opinion, it is highly inappropriate for an adult advisor in his 30s to be showering nude with a youth member age 14 at the time. The abuse did not stop there. Close quotes. This is unbelievable. An advisor showering nude, a guy in his 30s, showering nude with a 14-year-old boy.
Unless, of course, you're defending Jerry Sandusky, which was that was his generation.
Yeah, what is this, the Jerry Sandusky gay home of Maine? I mean, you know, no wonder he wants this taken down.
Oh yeah, I mean the gay movement really sees this kind of thing as dangerous to them, and you know, he had indicated in his emails to us that he was going to be working with them, and this was early on, and you can sort of see the fingerprints of something bigger here. But you know, he's claiming all this defamation that by simply posting this thing and talking about it, that this constitutes defamation, and by looking up his arrest record, that contributes to the defamation, even though it's public material and all of that.
And, hey, you're a sex offender. It's going to go public, you know.
And you know, there's this issue of the First Amendment. You know, I guess I had started to say, suppose somebody like WorldNet Daily had published this stuff. Don't they have a First Amendment right? But apparently, they don't even think they do. In any case, the First Amendment, you know, I mean, I've talked to some First Amendment lawyers. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it sure is. And we'll be right back with Brian Kamiker of Mass Resistance, massresistance.org. And our website is americansfortruth.org. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of homosexuality and gay marriage being celebrated by the liberal media and popular culture? Do you worry about the radical gay agenda being pushed on young children in schools? Are you worried that the gay movement will destroy America's religious freedoms? And are you offended that Christians are called bigots and homophobes just because they agree with God that homosexual behavior is wrong? Americans for Truth About Homosexuality is a single-issue group devoted to exposing and fighting the gay agenda. They are not about hate, but love for God's truth. They are Christians, so instead of celebrating homosexuality, they lift up the many ex-gays who have left it behind and now lead godly lives through Christ. But Americans for Truth needs your help. The gay lobby has lots of money, power, and media support, but it lacks truth. Please help keep this show on the air and educate America about the dangerous goals of this anti-Christian movement. Make your gift online today at AmericansForTruth.com. That's AmericansForTruth.com.
Welcome back to Americans for Truth. We are, of course, a single-issue organization devoted to opposing the homosexual lobby. Pretty much so is Mass Resistance. And I got to say, Mass Resistance, I believe, is the most effective website at just documenting the incredibly radical homosexual agenda. And we wanted to have some time to talk about that. They just exposed another so-called gay youth pride parade in Massachusetts. But we're talking to the founder, Brian Kammacher, who is one of the gutsiest guys in the world on this issue. Little did Adam Flanders know that he wasn't messing around with one of the weasels of the pro-family movement. And there are weasels, John. Let's just be honest, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, and Brian, you are Jewish. You're Orthodox Jewish. But I have to say, I've said it before, you are more courageous than I would say 99.9% of the Christians out there. And you're to be commended for just always standing up for principle. And in our past interview, you can hear Brian and myself talk about how Brian didn't back down when he was sued by a homosexual legal group in Boston about the famous Fistgate episode. Fistgate being when some teachers in Massachusetts actually instructed kids verbally at another gay youth event, homosexual youth. They instructed them how to engage in the practice of fisting, which is you can just look up the Fistgate. You go to Brian's website, Mass Resistance, look up Fistgate, Fistgate. It's an incredible episode, but Brian never backed down. He was countersued by a homosexual group because that's what they do, John. They are always on offense. It mm-hmm. seems that we are always on defense, but Brian is one of the guys who's not on defense. Okay, so Brian, let's get back to the suit. Now, so he's got a new lawsuit, a civil suit against you for $1 million. He's claiming defamation. He's trying to get some sort of injunction to force you to take this article down.
Well, that's different from the suit.
Okay.
There are two interesting things on the suit. Number one, it's very clear because of the thing with Scott Lively that they've realized that they get the most mileage going through the courts.
The homosexual lobby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the courts are friendly. They can, you know, they can just whip right through them. And so it seems that their new strategy is this kind of thing, to sue people in court for just these horrible things. So that's clearly the strategy. And if you look at the ending of the suit, it's a template really for, I think, what we're going to see. He's asking for $500,000 of personal injury due to this malicious conduct of myself. And Mass Resistance, which has broken the law. And then the other $500,000 is to discourage hate crimes and other forms of harassment further against gay and lesbian citizens regarding bullying and bigoted and discriminatory behavior. And he wants a declaratory judgment ruling that we have violated the criminal code in relation to stalking, harassment, and these other crimes.
Wow.
And
Peter, you brought up, you said this is legal terrorism, and it is complete harassment. It is a very fascistic in nature. I'm reading the biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer right now, and one of the things that they threatened the German church with was, you know, they paid the pensions, so they were going to pull the pensions if they didn't dance to the Reich's tune. And this reminds me of that. This reminds me of the harassment that has been undergone in other places. But this is the United States. What are the odds, you think? You know the answer to this is the British system, where if you file a frivolous lawsuit and you lose, you have to pay the court costs and everything of the
what
other
is that?
Side.
Is that called the slap?
But in lieu of that,
lawsuit?
Because we're not going to get that overnight, what do you think, Brian, is what can you do?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. First of all, I need to get a good lawyer. And, Liberty Counsel had originally started to take this, and they've basically decided to bow out, saying that they don't have the resources. I think the problem with the entire pro-family legal movement is that it's all defensive in nature. And when you need to be aggressive and offensive, they sort of don't know how to react.
Could this guy be countersued for harassing you?
There should be all kinds of suits going on, and I can't get pro-family lawyers to understand that line of thinking. So there's that. I've had a lot of trouble with activists who in the abstract like the idea of fighting back, but when something like this actually happens, they sort of hide because they're afraid of this guy. That's been very distressing to me.
Well, isn't it fair to say, Brian, that the entire pro-family and conservative movement has been way too quickly and easily harassed by these what we call homo-fascism? I also say homo-communism because why do we always call it fascism? I mean, these are neo-totalitarian tactics.
Right.
This is homo-fascism 101 here.
Right.
Brian, we've talked about this many times that, one of the tactics ever since Anita Bryant got a pie thrown in her face has been intimidation.
Right. And we have to just stop being intimidated. This judge needs to be called out. I didn't mention another part of this is Flanders, in his statement, describes how the chief of police in that town is the one who advised him to sue me and said that this chief of police and the district attorney are exploring ways to have me charged with criminal behavior.
Now, this is the civil suit, or which one is this?
This is a criminal suit. So now the police chief told him, according to Flanders' statement, that he is exploring ways to have me charged criminally.
Criminally.
Yeah, in Maine.
Wow. And now I want to make sure I understand this so our reader, our listeners also. There's a potential injunction action, and there's a civil suit for $1 million. What is going on with the injunction? Is that something that he's threatening, or?
Well, yeah, he's said in his emails that he is setting this up.
So does that mean he could also try to have an injunction against your web provider?
I guess, yeah.
So basically, it's ends justify the means, John. It's anything it takes. They do not respect our right to speak out in the public square. They certainly don't respect our faith, our moral system. There is a liberty issue. Now, of course, we're not saying all homosexuals, but we're saying this radical homosexual movement with guys like this who have no accountability in the media. Let's face it. There's nobody holding. Brian, has there been any critical articles in the so-called mainstream media about Adam Flanders and these tactics, these homo-fascist tactics that he's using?
I mean, the mainstream media won't even touch this. They simply won't.
And so we need conservative media to come in and say, hey, look, this is where it's at. They want to shut us down.
Have you gotten any support from pro-family legal groups?
None yet. And that's, at one point I got a call or an email from Gary Creep.
Who is he?
The Pacific Law Foundation. But I called, left a message, and haven't heard back. That was, maybe a month ago. So, I mean, unfortunately, no. And I think the problem is, as I said before, I mean, I've dealt with, our pro-family law groups ever since the Fiskate thing and even before that.
Mm-hmm.
And their orientation is defense. Their best line of attack is to write letters. This is not a stubborn school committee we're fighting here. These guys are out for blood.
Mm-hmm.
And our people just, they don't know how to handle it, in my estimation. And they're, around the country, unlike, say, the ACLU, their local lawyers are very nice, modest, moderate types of people that, are willing to, file some stuff and hope it goes away. Well, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
We're up
against, we just learned here in Chicago, we'll break the news here, Brian, the gay marriage lawsuit, which the attorney general, rather than defend the existing Illinois marriage law, preserving marriage as one man, one woman, the attorney general and other high Democratic officials in Cook County, Chicago, Cook County, Illinois, they are siding with the ACLU and the gay lawsuits. And we now know that the judge who's ruling on the case, Sophia Hall, who's a judge in Cook County, is an open lesbian. She's a member of a homosexual judges group. And, it's just, so they shopped for a judge. They got a gay activist judge. And, my hunch is that for whatever reason, and maybe there's some good reasons that they wouldn't raise it, but John, I don't think the legal powers that be on our side probably will raise this issue. I mean, the judge obviously should recuse herself. Sophia Hall should recuse herself from this gay marriage lawsuit.
Yeah.
She has a special interest in the outcome of the case.
They're not going to recuse. They play by a different set of rules. There really is no shame on the other side. There's no principle on the other side. They play by Saul Alinsky. My book is dedicated to Lucifer rules, which is fake it till you make it. If no one pushes back, push as far as you can get. If they give you an inch, take a mile. They don't care about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration. They don't care who they destroy to get their agenda through. And the sad thing is that Brian here and his web provider, they're standing up in the storm, and very few people are standing next to him. We have to encourage people right now, pastors in the area, yes, brothers and sisters, we have to encourage people
all over the country.
Of faith and people who love this country, who love freedom, stand up for this man. He's a good man.
Thank you. The first thing people can do is repost that stuff. And that doesn't mean, like, just linking to me.
Right.
That means copying it down and putting it on your website in defiance.
Well, Americans for Truth will be reposting. John, can you repost it at the church? Can you repost this letter?
I can post it.
You're absolutely right. And every conservative, every pro-family group needs to post this, Adam Flanders. Adam, come and sue us all. Okay, it's like Spartacus here, only we got to make it happen. And we cannot have, and I know maybe there's, for whatever reason, WorldNet Daily has done what it has, but, you know, WorldNet Daily has really done amazing work in putting out stuff that the media ignores, and they need to put those stories up, and they need to publish that letter as well. We have a break coming up, Brian. We'll be talking to you right after the break. All right, Brian Kammacher of Mass Resistance is on the phone with us. I'm Pete LaBarber with Americans for Truth. Before I forget, you can give to Americans for Truth at AmericansForTruth.com or .org. There's a donate button at the top or on the right side. You can give to Mass Resistance at MassResistance.org. And folks, we're also happy to announce that on October 27th, Saturday, October 27th, Americans for Truth will be having Judith Reisman. Dr. Judith Reisman will be our fundraising banquet speaker at Christian Liberty Academy. That's Saturday, October 27th. One day we will have Brian Kammacher speak because, as I've said, Brian is a pro-family hero. And Brian, congratulations on all the work you've done. We were just saying after the break, in the break here, John was saying it's sort of frustrating. It seems we need more aggressive attorneys on our side. We've got to be able to do something to fight back against this legal terrorism of this twerp, Adam Flanders, who's decided he's going to sue everybody who published his letter where he was trying, I don't know for what motives, because it is an odd letter. When you read the letter by Adam Flanders, it's sort of strange because he seems to be blaming everything on the youth center. He was a part of it. He's a sex offender for having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old. He seems to be blaming it on the center, but at least he did try to expose it. Now he wants to,
had a change of heart.
Like many, many, many homosexuals, he's a very troubled person inside. And whatever has happened to him in his life, who knows? But this is the problem. You know, who knows the motivations or what have you, because these are very tortured people.
Yeah, and to illustrate that point, Brian, let me read one more section from the letter. This is the letter that Adam Flanders is trying his best, using all sorts of nasty tactics to get Brian Kammacher to take it down. He says, quote, this is the letter 2007, Adam Flanders writing. He's trying to summarize some of the experiences at this group, meaning this homosexual group called Out As I Wanna Be. He says, quote, another youth member, James, and then he has his last name blacked out.
Well,
James,
I actually blacked it out. He put his whole name in the letter.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I'm the one that blacked it out.
Oh, and so you were actually trying to protect people.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, another youth member, James, threatened suicide online and blamed it on Adam Flanders, because he looked up to me and was jealous of my relationship with Josh Lowell. The youth member Chris discovered James' online post while browsing a gay porn hookup site, and then he gives the actual address, during an out meeting, during one of the meetings of this group called Out As You Wanna Be. He says, it caused a lot of distress to all of us, knowing he was out on the streets attempting suicide while at our meetings. And then he goes on to say, this is Adam Flanders writing, quote, suicide threats and attempts have been a common part of our organization. We once invited a counselor to speak to one of our meetings, and three of the members just ran out of the building crying because they couldn't handle the situation. What most concerned me and others was the fact that none of the advisors made any attempt to catch up to them or follow up with them afterwards. Several of our out meetings were spent writing letters to seemingly ever. Okay, then he goes on to talk about lobbying Democratic officials. He says several of the out meetings were spent writing letters to every Democratic official in Knox County. The youth members were made to write sympathetic letters at the heavy pressure of out's new president, J.P. Fechtow. And I guess it worked because only a few months ago, this is in 2007, out received a $4,000 donation. So there's all these, unquote, so there's all these kids, Brian, running around saying they want to commit suicide. They're lobbying Democratic officials for money. In one more quote here, he says, as you can see, this is Adam Flanders writing, quote, as you can see, there has been a lot of abuse and negligence that has caused more harm to innocent youth than I could possibly begin to describe. And it continues today and tomorrow and the next, unquote. It's amazing what he was exposing. Now he has a change of heart.
Well, I think a change of heart. I suspect that, various gay activists sort of decided that this is too explosive or something, because they're going to just too much enormous effort to get this thing shut down.
Brian, if I were a millionaire and I said, Brian, I'm going to give you $100,000 for legal defense, what would you do?
Well, I guess what I'd do is try to find a smart lawyer, an aggressive lawyer. That's the hard part. The left has all of these, smart and aggressive lawyers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, our lawyers are not that smart and not aggressive. And I hate to say that, but I know a lot of the ACLU lawyers here.
Yeah. Can I say something, Brian? What this problem is, it reaches even beyond the homosexual issue. It reaches to the issue of political correctness. I mean, we saw men and women in the military not expose a Muslim doctor who was making threats until he shot up a lunchroom because they were scared of seeming xenophobic about Islam. What you're seeing here is, I want you to imagine something. Jerry Sandusky right now is hated by everybody in the country. But basically, imagine if a boy wrote a letter to somebody exposing Jerry Sandusky and what was going on in Penn State, and that you shared that letter, Brian, and then a little while down the road, the youth changed his mind and wanted you to pull the letter.
Yeah.
And then decided to sue you until you pulled the letter. And what's really bothersome is that our legal system is dancing to this tune and playing along. Because now everyone's saying, how did it happen in Penn State? Look at the cover-up.
Yeah.
Why didn't somebody come out? Well, you've come out, Brian. And that's what's so disturbing to me, that there's a judge and that there's a sheriff's police willing to go along with this nonsense.
That's a very good point. You're right.
And if this works on Brian,
yeah.
I mean, imagine the Brian.
It will be a hush over the whole land. No one is going to want to come forward.
And Brian, give us in 1 minute, describe what Scott Lively is going through, because he had an international lawsuit against him. And I mean, you're right. This is the new trend of the left. Yeah. They've got the courts.
Well, Scott is outspoken on this issue, and he is an extremely eloquent and powerful speaker. And so they are trying to sue him internationally, because he gave a few speeches in Uganda, and because of that, the legislature introduced a bill regarding homosexuality that actually never passed. But
they lied and they said that Scott Lively, supported a bill that wanted to kill the gays.
Yeah,
it was we can't go into it,
yeah.
But there was a whole smear campaign.
That's a huge similarity to this, is that it's just laced with lies.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this is. I mean, just laced with lies.
And Brian, wait a minute. This is important,
yeah.
Both you guys. We've only got 5 minutes left. But again, another problem is our people, they can't conceive of these kind of lies. the average people we deal with, they're good, decent people. They just don't want homosexuality promoted, especially to young people. And they don't lie. And yet we're dealing with a movement that tells whatever lie is necessary. John, here, you know, we've got this lesbian judge, Sophia Hall in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Remember when we tried to get a marriage amendment passed? They said, hey, you don't need a marriage amendment because we have a law in the books that defines marriage as one man, one woman.
Sure.
Hey, we didn't get the marriage amendment, so now what are they trying to do? They're trying to destroy the very law which they said was the reason you didn't need a marriage amendment.
Right.
It's ends justifies the means for the left. Anything it takes.
Yeah.
Brian, what would you call on? Okay, 4 minutes left. What should Americans for Truth's listeners do? And what can they do to help you?
Well, do what you can to get the word out. Mm-hmm. Get people to post this. I think people ought to call the courthouse and be outraged that a court like that would do something like this in America. I was treated so disgracefully by this judge. And, I mean, I have members of my family who are lawyers and stuff. What the judge did was just over the top.
And not even allowing you to give your viewpoint.
Right.
You think that's a fundamental premise of justice.
And you know, this police chief who says that he is looking for ways, according to Flanders' signed statement, to criminally charge me.
Yeah.
You know, here I am, a guy in a different state who simply posted something.
It's the equivalent of walking around the back of your car and breaking your taillight. That's the equivalent. And it begs the question, they're trying to paint you and Scott Lively to look like Fred Phelps and sound like Westboro Baptist Church, and you're not. But it begs the question is, why are they suing you and Scott Lively and not suing Fred Phelps? And why aren't they going after Fred Phelps and Westboro Baptist in this way to hush them up? It kind of shows you that they want him out there as the face
of Fred Phelps said they're all attorneys over there.
Yeah.
And much as I loathe Fred Phelps' message, he has a right to do that as long as he's not violent.
But there's a reason they're not going after him with such ferocity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian's very effective. He's done a lot of work exposing. You just exposed. Talk a minute, Brian, about gay pride, gay youth pride. You exposed another one.
We are doing a multi-part series on the war, the gay war against kids in Massachusetts, the gay youth pride, the horrible, disgusting things that they're doing with kids regarding transgenderism and all these various sexual activities, giving kids unbelievably graphic material about sexual practices. We have so much material on that. It's a multi-part series. It includes a video. It includes photos. It includes actual material given to kids.
And just one example, it's already on your site, Brian, and you do such a great job of exposing this. You've got adult men who believe they're women, they're cross-dressers, and they're out there interacting with kids. You've got one photo. What is this, Brian? It's a photo of a leather guy with his young leather boyfriend.
Yeah, these are men in leather at a youth event. One of these official youth pride events. It's similar to the kinds of things that we're exposing with Flanders. And these are the kinds of people that show up at these things and mingle with the kids.
Yeah, in other words, the adult homosexual culture, it doesn't get any more perverted than that, especially the male homosexual adult culture with its sadomasochism, its transvestism, all the perversions, the debauchery, the promiscuity, and they are around these events. What American parents don't understand is when you have gay youth pride, it interacts with gay adult pride, and it doesn't get any dirtier than that, and yet these are interacting. It's all in photos here. I saw it in Philadelphia, our gay youth pride expose there. We had the adult go-go dancers. We had the Leathermen marching in the same pride parade as a bunch of young children. Mm-hmm. What other situation would you have where you have youth events, celebrations, interacting with the most heinous, incredibly debauched, so evil that most Americans can't even conceive of it, and yet they're all interacting with one another?
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be appropriate for kids. They redefine the word gay. They're redefining the word marriage. They're redefining the word family. And now they're redefining what's appropriate for young people.
MAPS, minor attracted persons.
Minor attracted persons. Yeah. And Judith Reisman will be talking about that October 27th here in Illinois, about now the pedophiles are using the same tactics. We're victims. We're born this way. We can't help ourselves. We're an identity movement.
And the stories are coming out that it might not be so bad, you know, adult-child love. And you're right, the same pressure tactics with the APA.
John, it's their identity. Yeah. How can you be against a MAP, a minor attracted person? Oh, don't call them pederasts. Don't call them pedophiles. Certainly don't call them child molesters. Hey, that's their identity. This is what we are reaping, what the homosexual movement began. You know, it started with Harry Hay having to have secret meetings with the five homosexual guys across the country because they're all afraid of speaking out. You know, now we see, as Paul Johnson called it, the historian Paul Johnson, the monster in our midst. Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate Pandora's box. And if you dare speak out about it, Brian Kamiker, they want to make Brian Kamiker the criminal.
We're the hate group.
It's worse than throwing the book at Fred Phelps. They want to say all of us who have nothing to do with Fred Phelps, who despise Fred Phelps' message, it doesn't matter. The only thing that's important is we're speaking out.
Yeah.
John, there will come a day where they will send a spy into your church to say, I want to get the goods on John Kirkwood. Mm-hmm. They have labeled our belief system as hateful. They are now suing us, these ridiculous lawsuits. In America, if we don't speak out, if we don't stop this now, you will see homofascism, or homocommunism, as I'm calling it, spread across this land, because the homosexual lobby can't resist. They've got the courts on their side. They've got the academia on their side. They've got the media on their side, and they're like spoiled little children with indulging parents, and nothing's stopping them.
You've seen it just this week with the treatment of Brad Pitt's mom.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's mom is getting death threats.
Brian, there's nothing holding them back, and that's why we appreciate you, and we want to do everything we can to support you, because you are a faithful warrior.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, and we'll keep fighting it. We're going to stand up.
Okay, folks, we got to cut this off, John, but we wish we could bring Brian back, and we will at a future date, but his website, he's got all the stuff. Brian, is the new $1 million lawsuit, is that going to be posted as a PDF on your site?
Yeah, it will... within an hour of...
Okay. All right, so folks, this is a very simple thing we're asking you to do. I want you to call your local pro-family group. I want you to ask them to post the letter from Adam Flanders on the website. Americans for Truth will be doing it. Our pastor friend here, John Kirkwood, if we had 100 John Kirkwoods across the country, America would be a different country. John, you got a new column. Where is it posted?
ClashDaily.com.
ClashDaily.com. John Kirkwood, if you're a wimp, don't go there because you won't like it. But if you support aggressive, manly Christianity, you're going to love this column. I just read it. It's great. Brian, they can make donations to you right on the website, right? MassResistance.org?
Yeah. And we'll put up a list just to be in their faces of everybody that's published that.
And Adam Flanders, here, come sue me, Adam. I don't have any money. We don't have anything. Come sue us. Sue us all, Adam. You know, come on. Get every one of us. We're all Brian Kamikers now. Our website is AmericansForTruth.org. Brian, thanks so much for all you do.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Right. God bless. You've been listening to the Americans for Truth Hour with Pete LaBarbera and John Kirkwood. All our interviews are available archived at AmericansForTruth.org. That's AmericansForTruth.org. Also, don't forget our banquet coming up Saturday, October 27th at Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights, Illinois, featuring Dr. Judith Reisman. That's Saturday, October 27th. Please return to our website, make a donation, AmericansForTruth.org. There's a donate button. Donate to our cause. Help us to continue with these interviews. And thanks for listening. God bless.